economic news, John.
It really is, and I would hate to start people's week out this way, but I would remind them that typically September is historically a fairly weak month for the stock market, and here we are with a week that's just chock full of huge numbers. We'll talk about some that have already come out this morning, but so that you know what's coming up, you and I keep talking about jobs, that it's about jobs, and we
yes.
get a ton of that this week. On Wednesday, we get the ADP employment report, and that's a very significant number because on Friday, we get the actual non-farm payrolls number and the unemployment rate from the Commerce Department. And then sandwiched in between that, something you and I have started talking about every Thursday, used to be a fairly insignificant number, and that's people filing for unemployment benefits for the first time. So here we are getting ready to go into a month that is typically one of the weakest months of the year historically for the market, and we've got lots of numbers, most of them about jobs, and we'll see what they look like. This morning we got something that's out that's kind of interesting. Personal income was up 0.2% last month. That's exactly what was expected. Personal spending up 0.4%, slightly more than was expected. And what's interesting about that's several months in a row that we've seen personal spending rising at a higher rate than personal income, which, of course, I don't want to draw too much into that. But what we're seeing among consumers, and this is kind of interesting, some economists are explaining this as a barbell effect. And what they mean by that is that people who have survived this 2-year recession and still have their jobs are feeling pretty good about things. And we're seeing consumer spending on the part of those consumers tick up. And yet the people who are either unemployed or have lost their jobs or don't know if they're going to lose their jobs on the lower end of the spectrum really very hesitant to spend. And that's the proof of that is in the numbers. If you look at Safeway and Walmart, for example, same store sales numbers have been down. And yet if you look at Whole Foods, which is a pricier grocery store chain, same store sales are up about 8%. If you look at the fast food companies, with the exception of McDonald's, their numbers have been good. But the others, Wendy's, Arby's, Burger King, their same store sales numbers have been very bad. And yet they cater to, the value end of the menu. And yet if you look at things like Starbucks and Panera, same-store sales have been up. We're seeing it also in the retail sector. So we're seeing that there's becoming a split among the consumers, those who are hesitant to spend or can't spend or won't spend or cautious, and yet the people who feel pretty good about their economic plight, we're seeing an improvement in personal spending, and we see that even in the numbers this morning. The other thing we continue to see is we are going to see some more M&A activity, merger and acquisition activity. We've seen quite a bit of this lately. And this morning, Genzyme, which is a Cambridge, Massachusetts-based biotech company, large company, received a unsolicited offer from a Paris pharmaceutical company to sell for about $18.5 billion. That happened Friday and then over the weekend, and their board has already rejected it this morning. But we keep talking about this, that corporations have huge, huge hoards of cash, and they really don't want to spend it expanding their businesses or hiring people, so they're finding other things to do with it. So this is going to be a watershed event this week to see what happens with the jobs numbers, the employment data, and then what happens with the stock market.
And we talk about the jobs. I've noticed lately in our applicants here at the station, a younger group of people. I don't know. I've been told that now school is back in session, a lot of youngsters back in school, but people just say out of high school and so on, and even college, having trouble finding jobs.
Oh, very much so, and very, very much so. And in fact, I'm hearing that off of some. I've talked to some people in other states who are telling me that they're seeing job applicants with college degrees saying, "Well, I'll flip burgers, I'll do anything." So, the job market continues to be very stressed, and it continues to be probably the top political issue also, as we are now less than a couple months away from a major election.
Well, a big month, and we'll be talking with John about the month of September, but we're not out of August. We'll be back with him tomorrow with more. We really appreciate you, John.
Thanks, Bill.
That's John Taylor, financial advisor with Stern, AG, and Leach, as he sifts through the data to kind of give us an idea of what's going to happen locally and in the country, as you can reach him for personal information on your finances by calling 479-782-2527. A lot of people have, and a lot of people are pleased with the result.